Beautiful players, this is the Dominion League weekly podcast, a recap of this week in Dominion Games. I am your host, Trumpf, and this is the episode for May 31st, 2021. This week's nail polish is WAKE UP! In all caps. It is an aggressive shade of orange. So well done, Assemble Me, Apostolos, and Asounder, who have guessed correctly. Now before we start this, a quick peanut butter update. So as you may remember, last episode, I called on all my non-US listeners to let me know if the peanut butter divide was real in countries other than the US. Countless messages came in. No, I'm kidding. No messages. Not one. And this leads me to the following possible conclusions. Number one, all my listeners are from the US. And, I mean, we can roll this one out immediately. Possible conclusion number two, my non-US listeners are not that much interested in peanut butter, which would confirm the hypothesis that the peanut butter divide is exclusive to the US. Possible conclusion number three, my non-US listeners just don't care in general. And possible conclusion number four, as I have come to learn, that you don't necessarily listen to the episodes right away when they get published. Shocking. This could mean that my non-US audience might not have listened to the episode yet and thus don't even know I am calling on them. Which is why I will extend the investigative period for another year and then get back to this riveting topic. Okay, let's go. Three more matches went down in A-League this week. Both Krabka 2 and NA Smith 99 kicked their season off with good success. The Krabcat won against Akuchi, and in his two matches against Tracer and Johns, NA Smith 99 gave exactly one game away and is thus the current number one in A1 division. Looking forward to JNails and our reigning champion Recycle Garbage starting their runs soon. Moving on to B and C. Sikkimatic is currently leading B1 after winning another match against Lemonspawn. In B2, Mixinuk added another win against BobbyDJ18 and is thus still in number one position, but tied as of now with Shanahan, who won his first match of the season against Marcus. The first and only match played so far in C1 put Apostolos Oruler in first place. Negative is, after their second match, still number one in C2. In C3, nothing's changed, and in C4, no matches have been played so far. Moving on to D&E. Earl is currently on top of D1. Minion Pawn is leading D3, and Viruk is leading D4. No matches as of yet in D2. In E1, Rust2 is leading the ranking with an even better count than NASmith99, which of course means 12 wins out of 12 games. Monk FSH, or is it Monkfish? I've heard pronounced it that way, which is wild. Anyway, they are leading E2 after one match. Heth is on top of E6. Skitzelo and S Sounder are tied for number one in E7. And Rico KB is tied with 8, 19, 28, 1, 28 in the lead of E8. There are 8 E divisions this season. Amazing. No complete matches to report in E3 through E5 yet. So I want to introduce a new mini section to you. It is the results comment shoutout. And the comment I want to shout out this episode is D1 Earl v. Chestic. Hey, who took possession of my ban list? So cute. Moving on to size games. Big games are still off for the next 2 weeks while players can sign up for the tournament's fifth installment. Medium games have advanced to semifinals. Two tiebreakers had to be played to determine the opponents for CR Lungi and CVUU. Cat Don't Bark won their tiebreaker against Nietice, and Julu won against Mechatech 2. Thus, semis will be Cat Don't Bark v CR Lungi and Julu v CVUU. A lot of U's in this match that should be going down as I am recording this. Good luck to all you wonderful players. And in small games, two of the quarterfinal matches have been played, letting Eshikur and APAT349 advance to semis. Their respective opponents remain to be determined. Eshikur will either meet Snow Busy or the Man 0613. APAT will play against either A.O or Emily FD. Good luck to all of you as well. And a quick reminder that signups for the next round of all size games are open until June 12th, and you can find more info in the respective Discord channels. Base Space is over for now. I hope you return soon, Base Space. And moving on to GMGP to finish this section off. We have all 16 advancing players from the group stage of the competition, but I am a little confused as to the actual brackets. There had been some discussion of seedings, and while there are some propositions regarding the upcoming matches, I don't think Seprix has approved any of them yet. And since it's their tournament, I'd rather wait for them to make a decision here. On the other hand, I think one of the matches is going down right now, but maybe it was one of them where there weren't any changes. I don't know. I am confused. But the last six players to join the bracket stage are Elia and Recycled Garbage for Group C, Freaky and Chashu for Group E, and Sammy and Siami for Group G. Now, for my week in games. I played a couple friendly games in real life and online. I played one of the recommended kingdoms for Alchemy Base with my family twice. With possession! After I'd won the first round by a hair, because I made some mistakes the first couple buys, they were like, well, now we know the board, let's play it again! And who am I to deny them this humble request? Yeah, it was brutal. The third round was one of the recommended kingdoms for Guild Space, and that was very, 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 very slow. And as it turns out, my mom does not understand Butcher. I can relate. I think, I agree it's a difficult card to grasp. I think they did a good job with the description and the instructions. But yeah, she really stayed away from the card, which is also my strategy, of course, with cards I don't understand, which is so smart. Anyways, I played my first league match on Friday and I lost again. I was a frustrated panda bear. So what did the panda do? The panda played some rated games. And now you're like, what? Who is this? And what has she done to our overly anxious Strumpf? But it was really me. I did that. There were even witnesses. And it helped ease the frustration, actually. Also, as I've been challenging myself more lately, I also signed up for small games. Woohoo! Also, I still have to do the self-commentary voice chat thing for one of my league matches, and I am positively terrified to do it, which probably means I should just get it over with to see that it's not so bad after all, or just to be done with it. So maybe tomorrow is the day. This is so scary. I'm scared already. I won't be able to sleep tonight. Grr. And now let's look at the calendar. So, Wednesday, 18 UTC, we have League A, Tracer v. J-Nails, and we have League C, Jacrispy King v. Xyrix. Thursday, 16 UTC, we have League C, Tufte v. Gordu. And I think that's about it. Oh, next Sunday, 17 UTC, will be the Grand Market Grand Prix Sam EV NA Smith 99. But that's it for now. It's a little empty, our calendar. But it'll fill up. And for Spec Chat, I've finished another book. It is called The City We Became. It is by N.K. Jemisin, who also wrote the Broken Earth trilogy, which was the best thing I read last year. So I went in with great expectations, and I think it's okay. I think people who are more familiar with New York will appreciate it more. I think I've collectively spent maybe 2 weeks on vacation in New York, so not quite as familiar with the place. And also I think people who are familiar with H.P. Lovecraft will also appreciate the book a little more, which I am not. I guess the book is either an homage or a critique of the Lovecraftian oeuvre, maybe both, probably both. And so yeah, it was not on the same level, I'd say, as the Broken Earth books. I mean, it's the first part of a trilogy, so we'll see. I guess the next book will take place in Europe, but I will report on it. If you have any sci-fi fantasy recommendations, send them my way. I am reading a little Anne Rice now, The Vampire Lestat, which is, of course, pitiful, but I needed a filler. Oh yeah, and there was this tweet I wanted to share related to good books. It's a tweet by Peyton Haag. Yeah, sex is cool, but have you ever read a book and spent days reading it, and when you finish it, you get this weird, sad, melancholic ache in your heart and don't know what to do with your life now that it's over, and you wish you could read it for the first time again because you loved it so much? And yes, Peyton, yes, I know this feeling. I know exactly what you mean. And the Broken Earth trilogy was definitely that kind of book, or books, for me. The City We Became, not so much. But I have hard disagree. Like, if I had to choose between books and sex, that would be, like, pretty easily sex. But fine. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am at Strumpf, and I'll catch you next week. The game has ended. Bye!